brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got the one, the only, Max Keiser coming up, then we'll really open the phones up and get into, judge rules. The evidence shows cell phones do cause brain tumors. They knew all along. I'll be breaking that down. Michael Bagnerick's our guest. You know what? You're not going to live forever. You might as well live free. But it may be more fun to live on your knees licking the boots of pot-bellied globalists. I understand that. Jack in Texas and Philip and others. You're on the air with Michael Bagnerick of ConstitutionPreservation.org. Got a question for him, sir.
Kind of a comment. I expressed this on another show, and it was met with, like, vitriol of, like, but the thing is, I think when we wake up, the great day will be when they have the election and nobody shows up, because I think what they do is they pit us against each other. We throw out these labels. I'm on this side. I'm on that side. You're on this side.
Yeah.
And when we go to vote, I mean, it's like I'm voting for my guy, and I'm voting for my guy, but we don't realize.
No, I hear you. No, you're right. When they control both the candidates, it becomes a distraction from local elections where you get 8% turnout, 55% national on average. And then it's such a big bandwagon that, you get sucked in even if you know it's a dog and pony show. I hear you. That's why people should vote for, other candidates or run locally. Michael Bagnerick, your comments on what he's saying.
Yeah, I agree. We talk to people. They say, well, I'm African-American. I go, I can tell by looking. The thing that is important to me is that you are American. I don't care if you're African-American, Asian-American. The United States is supposed to be a melting pot. We're supposed to be the only country that was ever created based on ideology. So as long as you believe in the Bill of Rights and, private property, then we are brothers and sisters.
Well said, sir. Anything else, Jack, in extremist Texas, listening on 90.1?
Yeah. Everybody loves sunshine and fresh air. I mean, everybody, black, white, whatever. And long as we let mainstream media and the construct define us and label us, like I don't call myself African American. I think that's so silly. We long as we let them define us and keep us in these little groups, it's useless. And as long as, Alex, I've been listening to you since Waco, and I know everything you said was true. And I knew when I was in the sixth grade, I knew something wasn't right, because I was in about sixth grade during the Vietnam War, and I knew that something ain't right about this. But if you'll notice, nothing has changed. I've been through, I think when I was, old enough, Reagan was the president. And nothing's really changed for me, but they keep this wedge in between us, and that's just keeping control. And if when you report stuff out of the mainstream, like the birther thing or anything like Obama deception, then somebody listening, you'll turn them off because they think, oh, this is some right wing guy. I heard you say that the other day. They accuse you of being a right wing guy, but
exactly. But really, Obama deception is about how it's all controlled. It's not even really about Obama. That's the secret of the Obama deception. And so it has woken up a lot of right-wingers, establishment right-wingers. I mean, I'm more aligned with what you'd call right-wing, because they call it right-wing to be anti-abortion, pro-gun, pro-family. But the Republicans don't really defend that. And it's a scary thing. Thank you so much. Well, look, we got more calls coming up. Michael Bagnerick is going to leave us. Michael, I want to get you back up soon. And the next time you're down here in Austin, buddy, in studio.
Absolutely.
Because it's awesome having you on, but I think next time we should have those little monkeys that beat the drum. We should have two of those behind you the entire time, wound up like or Energizer bunnies, going boom. Hey, can we go out with the Energizer bunny? Boom, boom, boom. Actually, it made it fun. Michael Bagnerick, it is so good to see you there, my friend, via the video Skype. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Excellent. Thank you, Alex.
ConstitutionPreservation.org, a very evil website. Be sure and don't visit it. Homeland Security doesn't approve. Don't visit evil InfoWars money bomb. Oh, lovey, don't. They may give him money. Ooh, I need that for taxes. I need that so I can take their property. Don't give it to Alex Jones. Give it to MSN. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues. And the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. To Skype. We're going to take your calls, cover the economy, so much more. A judge has ruled, and I just had it here in front of me, we'll cover it in a moment, that the scientific evidence is clear that cell phones are causing brain cancer. Folks, 30 years ago when they really started to proliferate them, I've had the guest on, the doctors who've gone over the studies, they knew in lab rat studies it was giving them all sorts of tumors. It basically rattles the DNA. There's studies for decades admitting cell phones heat the brain. I mean, just type this in, cell phones heat the brain. And here I am. I mean, I use hands-free. We also have these systems of phones you plug in. You know, it's like a regular phone into it. But I still forget and use the cell phone. We still let our kids have them. We still have them in our house. I know all this, but I got used to using them. They're very useful. I can conduct all sorts of little business things I have to do and news things while I'm driving to and from work. I get more done actually in the 35-minute drive, 40-minute drive every day to and fro so I can just focus and go through the calls. But I'm killing myself. And, I try to mitigate that as best I can. Yeah, go ahead and bring that in, Dan. I've printed it twice and who knows what I've done with it. Thank you. So here is that report. Mobile phones can cause brain tumors, court rules. London Telegraph, a landmark court case, has ruled there is a link between using a mobile phone and brain tumors, paving the way for a flood of legal actions. And they're talking about in Europe and the U.S. as well as England, just creating, like with the vaccines, a federal damage fund where tax money will be paid to people that can jump through thousands of hoops to get a paltry sum. And it says, Innocente Marlaconi, 60, an Italian businessman, fell ill after using a handset at work for up to 6 hours a day for 12 years. Yeah, everybody around here in the office uses their cell phones to make calls, and I'm like, hey, looky here. I got landlines. Landlines, and I've tried to make myself learn to use the landline. My wife's always using cell phones at home. We need to not be lazy, use the cell phone to get the numbers out of it. It's still doing some transmitting, but only as the GPS tracks you. You'll hear like a little ping here or a little ping there, but it's not the continued microwaving. And so let's all make a commitment. Stop using cell phones. And if you're going to cook yourself, move it around. Put it, you know, on the dash of the car and have it wireless or, you know, a cord. Put it other places. You know, just be. But this is how they kill us. They implement something. They tell you it's fine. It's a conspiracy theory 20 years ago. It's not going to hurt you. All the studies keep coming out. And then everybody's just addicted to it. Everybody's just going to kill themselves. In fact, a lot of studies show it's worse than smoking cigarettes, two packs a day. Sheryl Crow says she got it, you know, brain tumor now. Well, yeah, breast tumor. Now, I mean, you know, cancer's forever, folks. And I know I'm an extremist and evil and a conspiracy theorist, but, it's time to really realize that the cell towers by your house, all the schools around the country that get paid money to put the cell tower right on top of it. I mean, let me give a little newsflash. They've done studies, big ones, university studies, where the bugs and the plants don't grow as well and get sick around the cell towers. All of the electromagnetic radiation, all of it is just absolutely devastating. Now, Italy's Supreme Court in Rome has blamed his phone, saying there is a casual link between his illness and phone use, the Sun has reported. Mr. Marcoloni said that it was significant for very many people. I wanted this problem to become public because many people still don't know the risk. I've talked to World War II, well, they're dead now, and I read reports about it, but I've talked to a lot of radio operators in World War II into Korea, and after that they said, yeah, get back from them. They'd have high-powered radars, and they would set cans of food and stuff in front of them to heat it up. and different later, I was talking to one guy who was doing microwave stuff from, I think it was like Libya or something in the 60s, who was in the army right before Gaddafi came in. Well, I don't think he was telling me the whole story. No, he was in Libya. Then he was in Ethiopia. And then they were picking up Russian chatter and doing this NSA thing. We got to get him in here sometimes. I think he said I could tell the story. He's a local realtor friend of mine. He's friends with one of the IT guys, too. I've known him for like 10 years. It's a side issue. The point is, he was talking about, was it microwave or radar they were using to heat up their food up on this freezing mountain? You think of Ethiopia as hot, but it was cold up on the mountaintops. And they were like, you know, it might not be a good idea that we're, even close to this if it's heating up the food. I mean, you know, radio engineers will tell you at those transmitter sites, don't get up against the transmitter. That's why they got the transmitter sites somewhere else. In the old days, they'd have it right on top of the building. Well, you don't want to be renting out that apartment right underneath there. Because the good news about this frequency pollution is, according to the engineers, again, I don't know much about computers. I don't know much about radio waves. I read the studies. I talk to the engineers, and I just give it to you in a layman's term. What I try to do is just get the basics, and it's this. With most forms of transmission, whatever the antenna length is, it cuts its power that it's hitting you with by half every length of the antenna. So if there's a cell tower a mile away, you're not getting that much from it. But let me tell you, if you live right underneath it, oh, baby, you're getting hurt. Or if you've got one of these little cell phones crammed right up against the side of your head while it's sitting there transmitting. There is so much to go on here. Let me just read these interesting little points here that are going on. Billy Corrigan, again, wants me to just mention to everybody that Smashing Pumpkins founder. Hey, Alex, Billy Corrigan, I'm at St. Louis, and TSA is doing random pat-downs as people are getting on plane. Five agents just pulling people out of line, full-body searches. The people look in total shock. Agents are stationed, are stone-faced, looking at everybody suspiciously. It's awful. And I said, do you want to come on for 5 minutes or when you get off next stop? And he says, I don't mind you mentioning it. Show in Chinatown tonight. Oh, Chi-Town. I guess that's Chicago. Is that what they call Chicago? Yeah. Anyways, so there you go. Good thing he doesn't mind me mentioning it. Boy, I tell you what. Where is Max Kaiser? Can you guys give me an update? Max has never not shown up for us. Was it all nailed down for him to be on the show? Yeah, this would be kind of an explosive interview today with me as dingy as I am and goofy and then mixing that. In fact, right before we were trying to get Kaiser on, John Bowne's like, oh, man, this will go crazy today, man. This may go crazy today. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, Where is my Max Kaiser? That's not very nicey. Well, I hope he's all right. He might be sick or something, too. You never know. Yeah, his Skype may be blocked. It says busy. Well, whatever. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to get to, too. Spain seeks to outlaw filming cops weeks after footage showed police beating demonstrators. I mean, what a fundamental right to film police. And all over the U.S., well, it's 14 states now, they're arresting and prosecuting people. Sometimes that the cops come and the people have a camera on their house and they're arresting them, calling it wiretapping, when it's a public camera. But it's not illegal to film Hulk Hogan unknowingly in bed with a woman. I mean, of course, that's totally illegal. And it's just crazy. And I've had cops in Texas come up and say, turn your camera off. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. You're interfering with us. I'm like, you're 100 yards away at your checkpoint. Come on, man. Don't destroy America. You really want your kids growing up in a country where you can't, you're threatening my family? I go, see, now you're going to frame me? You know, I mean, I've actually had that happen. It's like, come on, stop acting like that. You ought to be embarrassed. And the problem is they don't want good cops anymore, most places. They've got some small towns or middle-sized cities that have great police forces. Very professional, really serve the community. But that's the exception now. The norm is kind of a bunch of thugs with good cops, and the thugs are kind of taking over. That's the transition. And then a bunch of cities are scary. I mean, it's scary because the cops are on power trips, they look crazed, and they want to scare you. And it's like, it doesn't, I say it's scary, it scares me for the country, but it just gets me into a very aggressive mode. You know, I mean, you know, I'm the type of guy where I'm walking down some little greenbelt path and a couple of guys come walking by thinking they're tough or whatever, and I act friendly, and I'm just like, but my subconscious mind, you know, is like saying, boy, I hope they start something because I'll grab them and bash their brains out. They think they're tough. You know, you know it's kind of like that thing. I'm not looking for trouble, but you know what? Once it starts, it's like I'm a big monkey. I'm a big ape. You know, killer ape here. I mean, I'm literally saying I'm a killer ape, folks, not getting into some discussion about, you know, the origins of man. My point is that, and there's a lot of other mean people out there. I'm not saying I'm tough. The point is I'm a man, and once the fist starts swinging, I'm not afraid. In fact, I'm snorting and biting and snapping and kicking, and it's not elbowing and headbutting and drooling, and it's not pretty. And I don't know why I'm telling you. The point is I just can't be around it anymore. I just cannot be around thugs who want a rigged game where they are, quote, paramilitary, and then we're the enemy. Because that's what it is to have military operations domestically and police that are basically militarized. That's what it is that they're here to kill people and break things once you have military as police. That's why you have laws against that, which they've now completely overthrown. And so I see gang members, scum, thugs, whether they're in uniforms, whether they're gangbangers, whatever they are. If you are a gang of people, because I'm the sweetest guy in the world, but if you're a gang of aggressive people, I have instincts. And my instincts are, you know, I start going into, you know, Captain Caveman mode. I mean, we're all like that. And the thing is, you've got all these wimps and people that they want the image of power. They don't know real power would be embarrassed of acting like that. And I'm just telling all the thugs out there across the board, the real men of this country know what's going on. Okay, and we're not looking for trouble. But let me tell you something. We're not going to your FEMA camps. We're not licking your boots. And we know what's going on in this game over. And we need to support good police and military. But there is a battle for the hearts and minds of these people going on. I'm going to open the phones up because I only took a few calls for Bagner. They're wide open now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Phones are open, so we'll open the phones up and take your calls on any question or comment you have. I want to thank everybody that is donating in the 48-hour transmission. Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Do not donate if you're in bad straits. But if you're a business owner and you built that, well, you better support us because The globalists are taking people's money and then using it against you with MSNBC. They get taxpayer money. We don't. We're here saying, hey, free association, you want to help us get satellite uplinks free to air to reach the world? Come on in to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate, or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone.
Yeah, it's what I thought. Max Kaiser's Skype isn't working, and we finally got through to him. But it's got bad audio, so we're going to get him on landline. He'll be with us in the next segment. We will take calls while Max Kaiser's on. Getting into now the admissions in mainstream media, so now it's reality. You know, if they didn't say the ocean was blue at high noon, then it wouldn't be blue. But if they said it was blue, then it would be blue because, you know, they run things. They're now saying it's a global depression. So we'll get what Max Kaiser's take on that. I know one of your favorite guests, one of my favorite. So that's coming up. Let's go to Dean, who wanted to talk to Bagnera, but Bagnera's gone now. So you're talking to me, and then we're going to Philip and Nay and Jim and Josh and Keebler and everybody else. Dean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. And a couple things that have happened to me recently. First, I would like to say to everybody, be a Paul Revere Jr. Buy a couple memberships to Prison Planet. Buy 20, 30, 40 InfoWar magazines. Hand them out to everybody you know. Leave them in doctor's offices. I went with my family down to West Palm Beach 2 weeks ago. I was carrying my InfoWars. I carry about 3 to 6 of them. And on the outside of that, I carry my Nun Bear called a conspiracy. I make it obvious, so I get InfoWarriors coming up to me. However, I had TSA follow me into the restroom, one of them. Then when I came out to meet my family, there were 3 more walking with him, tailing me. So I did.
Was this at an airport I mean, they're now on the streets, I know. Where was this?
This is in the airport after security. This is going to the gate.
Oh, yeah. We've had TSA now climb up in cars. You know, they hear my radio show now at the checkpoints. I mean, they are political officers, which obviously hate freedom. Tell us what happened.
Well, I said, all right, let me see if this is true. I bore off to the right into a gift shop. They tailed me.
Yeah, they're gang members.
My family. So I left and started going towards my gate. They stood there like zombies. I went up to them. I said, all right, let's go. We're going to the gate. And they had, like, expressionless looks on their face.
Well, yeah, because you're supposed to get real scared and not turn around and face them.
But they were looking at my InfoWars. They were looking at my Nun Dare Call to Conspiracy book. And I do recommend for anybody, buy 2, 3, 4 memberships and give them out to your friends, because you can get up to 6 people logged in to each membership. It's well worth the waking people.
Yeah, let me be clear. We charge for this magazine. I'm going to be honest. I could charge more and actually make money, but I mean, right now we're just making it right at profitable. So we have a model for people that want to put them out themselves, you know, franchising them. And for people that franchise, they'll be able to charge more because we're, after all, not communists. But I have this right at break even. Because I want to be able to get as many of them out. I mean, that's what I'm into. I mean, I really get off on putting 50,000 of these on the streets of Austin. I put another 20,000 out. We really did like 120,000. Advertisers paid for 100,000. I did 120,000. I just can't control myself. I put them all up and down I-35 from Round Rock to San Antonio at most of the gas stations. And I just can't help it. I'm going to now put it in the Hill Country. You know why? Because I love my beloved Texas. And you know what? I'm just going to put these out, and the sponsors are coming through to be able to have us break even. Because it's a thrill to know 70,000 glossy magazines, it's now in gloss, are out there covering the New World Order, their quotes, how they want to kill us, their admissions. And people are handing these, passing these on. These are having a huge effect. If everybody else gets out of print, we go into it. That's my instinct. It's proving right. I only go with my gut. You know, good Lord above, discernment, whatever you want to call it. And absolutely, folks, buy them in 10 packs up to 100 packs at cost and just give them to people. In fact, I just had an idea. We should have a subscription that monthly charges where people say get a 10 pack cent on top of, you know, the subscription where you get 1 cent. And again, down the road, it's going to become more profitable because that's the model we need to sustain ourselves. But I just wanted this to really flood things. And it's starting to happen. But, I mean, again, we've got to get the bureaucracy going here in my office to be able to get it all done with all these franchisees that want to pick it up and print it in their area. But also, again, put half their local content in to really have an effect. There's a lot of legal issues with that and things because, you know, then if they say something that we can't prove, it has to be their own standalone and they're liable and things. So there's a lot of things, you know, that we're working on. But, yeah, it's very, very exciting. And people need to know, we're 110%, folks. When you donate to us or my books and videos at InfoWarsShop.com, you are funding the front lines of the restoration to restore our republic. Anything else, Dean?
Now we got to be, everybody has to be a mega info warrior. And it's amazing that I've been personally training people for over 30 years.
Hold on, Max Kaiser's coming up, but I want you to finish what happened with the TSA and you out there training people. And we're going to go to the great Max Kaiser straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sheriff Department wants surveillance drone to track suspects with guns. Crank it up. So watch it, what you're doing when you're riding my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. There's some Jenny Brown. Well, you know that if you see me, go to my door, painted white. I'll take your blood at a checkpoint and beat your wife. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. Just to try to bring in world government and do what's right. Then you better drive slow. I'm working for the Rothschilds, and I want you to die slow. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Highway patrol, the highway patrol.
Hours are long.
The pay is low, but I get to taser you twice or thrice. I do. I'm the highway patrol. All right, listen. Who else doesn't care what people think about them? There's a dangerous side effect to that, though, because I act like an idiot, especially when I'm sleep deprived and had too much caffeine. Max Kaiser is finally with us. His Skype's been up and down. Hopefully he'll be able to be there. MaxKaiser.com. Real fast, Dean, finish your point. What did the TSA do when you finally turned around and said, I know you're following me?
The TSA said nothing, and I think what they're looking for me distributing information to anybody, because I had a handful of the InfoWars magazine, and I had my book. They were
probably American scum trying to communicate and pass messages in the prison. You wanted to pass messages in a supermax? The warden doesn't put up with that scum.
They weren't too friendly, put it that way.
But so, anyways, getting back to you were saying you train people.
Yeah, for 30 years, I've been a personal trainer. In my 20s, I won a heavyweight kickboxing championship. I won the Tough Man Contest, developed asthma, became fat and asthmatic, then turned 40 and started competitive bodybuilding, won the AAU Masters Mr. America, competed 20 times, won the world championship, had many, many clients, getting them in better shape, whether you be 10 or 90. As soon as Obama took office, and weeks after that, months after that, I started losing clients. A lot of clients, because they didn't want to hear what I had to talk about with the worldly events of what's going on. And it's tough to separate them, Alex. I don't know about you, but we're passionate. I'm passionate about saving our country, about waking people up. And I think it cost me my career.
Well, look, we're going to lose everything if we don't wake people up. But I want to look you up, Dean. What's your name?
I'm under fatbusters.net.
All right, Will. We'll check you out. Maybe we should get you as a sponsor. You sound like a guy that knows what he's talking about. Thank you very much. You're selling us. We'll sell you. The salespeople will be calling if your products are top flight. All right, anyways, getting back to what I was breaking down here. It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. I'm going to get serious now and get focused because if he's serious, he's an incredible interview. If I joke around, well, he's worse than I am, and, well, you know what ends up happening. It sounds like a morning zoo. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com joins us. And he's here. We're going to take calls as well. Max, I got to say it, every time you're on, every few weeks, when you're gracious to come on with us, I know you're over there in England, it's late. My friend, I mean, the Stiglitz announces depression in Europe. It's all banker occupation. The Iran situation's heating up. What is the latest, Max Kaiser, on the announcements of the euro going under one megabank and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers merging that the Financial Times of London's reporting on? What is the latest, Max Kaiser, inventor of the Hollywood Virtual Stock Exchange System, retired top broker and all-around TV and radio host? Max Kaiser, what is the latest?
Hey, it's great to be back with you. Yes. What's happening, you know, we're here in London because London is about to experience a pretty sharp collapse that's going to follow Greece and follow Spain. It's going to come to London. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, he's picked a fight with the European Union, the European Commission. And the European Commission, the ECB, which includes, of course, Germany, France, primarily, and they operate out of Brussels. They don't want Britain. Cameron keeps saying that, you know, we don't agree with your bank reforms. But the fact is that Germany's playing a masterful game here because they're trying to kick Britain out of the Eurozone completely because they want Frankfurt in Germany to be the major banking center in Europe, to supplant London as being the major banking center. And the banking center here in London has come under incredible attack for fraud. The Barclays LIBOR rigging scandal, Royal Bank of Scotland, and Lloyds Bank, and all the major banks here are now embroiled in major scandals. And David Cameron, the Prime Minister, keeps talking about he wants to defend the banks from regulators. Meanwhile, the people in Europe are saying, it's so toxic in London. It's such a train wreck in London. It's such a regulatory cesspit. We don't want anything to do with London. So they're going to do everything going forward in euros. The British pound is going to be an isolated currency. Britain is going to be more and more isolated. And nobody here really understands that. So we're here. We moved the show from Paris to London because we want to document over the next 12 to 24 months the collapse of Britain into a Greece-style social chaos.
So that's your prediction. What do you say on your prognosis for the total collapse that you believe will start being triggered in April? And again, quantifying it simply, what a total collapse is.
Right. I've been sticking to my prediction of total currency collapse by April, anytime between now and April. And I haven't changed my thoughts on that. The situation, as you pointed out at the top, continues to deteriorate in terms of people recognizing that there is more of a depression going on around the world. In the U.S., you have something very deceptive at the moment. in that real estate prices are up, let's say, over the past two quarters. But if you look at what that's all about, you find that the hedge fund community, the fast money community, is showing up in Phoenix, in Florida, Detroit. They're throwing money at these properties as flippers to make a quick buck. But there is a very concentrated and a very small number of funds. But there is no wide-scale housing recovery as such. So that number.
So it's little micro bubbles here and there.
Exactly. Great way to put it. It's a micro bubble. If you look at the stock market today, we're seeing something interesting, Alex, in that the stock market is losing, you know, to use a Wall Street term, it's losing its leadership. So Intel, Microsoft, McDonald's, and General Electric, these are big companies, big capitalized companies. They're all trading down. Google yesterday, of course, came in with bad earnings. The stock dropped 10% in 5 minutes, right on the opening. You also have Apple Computer now. Is trading down $60 or $70 from its all-time high, and it looks like Apple Computer is going to go through a period of trading down. Now, it's very significant when you're talking about Apple Computer because you're talking about the biggest company in the world by market cap, over $600 billion. It's by far the biggest component of the NASDAQ, which is that huge part of the market in the United States that has the fast growers or that some.
Yeah, that's Bernie Madoff's creation. Very loving.
Bernie Madoff was one of the chairman at some point of NASDAQ, and he was involved. That's where his platform, where he committed a lot of the fraud that he did commit. But even before Bernie was there, and now after Bernie was there, it's the place where technology companies like Google, Apple, Amazon, and these others go public. That's where they're traded.
What's going on with Facebook? What are these sell-offs of things like Apple? What does that foretell?
Well, the Facebook is aligned with the company more, I would say. If you look at a company I've mentioned on this show before, Zynga, the virtual currency and virtual property company. Zynga announced horrible earnings and is crashing down. It's down something like 80 or 90% from its IPO, which was only 6 months ago. So that impacts very negatively on Facebook. Facebook has yet to really come up with a business plan that would indicate that they're going to make some significant money going forward. So that's down in the teens again. Went public at 38. It's down below 20. It got to as low as 17.5. There's been a report by Janet Tabacoli recently, very respected Chicago-based money manager and analyst who thinks Facebook is going to trade down to $5 a share. So that would be more than a 90% drop from its initial public offering. So that's also very negative for these markets because nothing can go public. You got the big cap stocks are trading down. Today, of course, is the 25th anniversary of the crash of 1987, which I was there. I participated in that crash. I was working in New York. I know it very well. I sent Chris, one of your producers, a video when I was on CBS News being interviewed after the crash of 87. You see Max Keiser as a 27-year-old stockbroker. It's kind of amusing.
I tell you what, I want to find that video. Chris, the main producer, is out because he went like 20 hours, then went home. And he's coming back tomorrow as we're going to 11 a.m. tomorrow, the 48-hour transmission. But let me just ask you the name of the video, and we'll pull it up. What's the name?
It's called Max Keiser Crash of 1987. My bit comes in at around two minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay, Max Keiser, the crash of 87 on YouTube. That'll get it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pull
and
that
so
up.
Here we have it's a fun piece. It goes back 25 years. And when I was working as a stockbroker in New York, during the crash. But a great story came out today from PIMCO. You know, PIMCO is the biggest bond manager in the world. Bill Gross manages hundreds of billions of dollars. He made a comparison between now and 1987 with something called portfolio insurance. And I know this very, very well from my days on Wall Street. People with large stock market accounts, you sell them what's called portfolio insurance. You give them the illusion that they only have 2 or 3% risk in their portfolio by trading options. But, of course, when you have so many people doing the exact same trade over billions and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of stocks, you end up with a huge concentration that eventually blows up, as it did in 1987. Now, what we have today in the year 2012 is we have this similar contraption to portfolio insurance. It's called derivatives. And people believe that these derivative contracts are giving them protection on the downside, that they can buy these huge positions, and if they hedge their positions using derivatives, that their risk is manageable and quantifiable. And what I can tell you right now, and this plays into my thesis of between now and April, global currency collapse, is that once again we will discover that that is impossible to insure everyone's portfolio equally. That's an impossibility, and yet they sell it as it's a possibility. And we're going to see once again a crash, except it'll be 1987, but 20 or 30 times bigger, and it'll be this time a currency crash. And it's in the it's baked into the cake. It's in the pipeline.
But the thing that'll fix it will be having checkpoints on the highways and TSA groping our families and funding Al Qaeda to attack nations. And then they'll have a fake patsy who they give a visa to and bring into the country, try to blow up the Federal Reserve, the poor little sweet Federal Reserve. They would never stage a false flag patsy event. I mean, this is just Max Kaiser. We should be thanking the bankers for what they're doing.
America is having a nervous breakdown. The TSA events and these fake presidential debates are something you would see in a mental ward. Suffering from deep dementia and psychotropic dementia and other mental illnesses.
I agree.
All right. So
have you ever watched a crazy person, say a homeless person? It's very sad, but you sit there maybe in a cafe watching them out the window, and you start feeling crazy watching the craziness. I mean, you know, don't look in the abyss lest you become the abyss. I mean, this is really getting nuts, Kaiser.
Well, it's a combination of a mental asylum and a cult, because you also have cult-like qualities. When you have, like, Mitt Romney, he's not a psychotic so much as a cult leader. He's like Jim Jones in the Cult of Guyana, where he got everyone to drink the Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. And that's what private equity is about. That's where he comes from, the world of private equity, where he hypnotizes people into believing that by stripping corporations of all their assets and selling them off and firing everybody, that somehow that's good for the economy and good for America. That's like burning down your house and saying, I had to do it because nothing else could have saved the house, so I burned it down. Or America, remember in Vietnam, they had to destroy the village to save the village. You know, Mitt Romney's attitude is we've got to burn down these corporations, strip them of all their assets using private equity to save them. And he wants to take that cult-like mentality and apply it to America. He wants to do a leveraged buyout of America, sell all the assets he possibly can to private bankers, save the difference for himself so his net worth goes...
And have us pay taxes to give him banker bailouts. I mean, that's important. That's free market.
Well, those are sideshow. The point is that Mitt Romney looks at other oligarchs around the world, and he wants to be a $10 to $15 billion player as well. He is jealous of the $15 to $20 billion players. He's got less than $1 billion. So in his mind, he's a shrimp dick, as we used to say on Wall Street. So he's got to really step up his game. So he's figured out that if he does a leveraged buyout of America, he can make himself $10 or $15 billion, which he could if he pulls it off. On the other side of the aisle, Barack Obama, yeah, somebody mentioned on your show earlier, I think it was Gerald Talente, that the Obama deception was a fantastic film. And I've said that for the last four years, I guess, that the Obama deception is the best Alex Jones film because it totally predicted what happened. I myself was taken in by Obama when he was running for president. I gave him the benefit of the doubt like an idiot. Your film cut through all that, and it's been completely true. He is an absolute nothing but a puppet, empty suit. He reneged on every single promise except one. He did buy his kids a dog.
Well, he eats organic but doesn't want us to. You know, I watch Obama. He looks very unhealthy now. What is it that happens to presidents where they go gray and they age 20 years in 4 years? What happens? Do they, you know, maybe have their own body scanner there? Or are there aliens in the basement and they replace their brain? I mean, what's going on here?
I have no doubt that being president of the United States is a stressful job. And since you have to be on call 24 hours a day, I'm pretty sure that the president is on drugs 24 hours a day, and that his entire schedule is medicated so that he is ready to make a decision, because at any given moment, something might happen that he needs to make a decision on. And we saw that with George Bush. I think George Bush, his reputation for being quote-unquote dumb was overplayed. I think in his case, he was less able to handle the demands of being
president. Oh, yeah, when he was governor, he had brown hair. He gave pretty good speeches without teleprompters. And within about a year in office, he was a gibbering lobotomy patient.
Right, those are the drugs that they have to keep you alert to make these decisions. And once you enter the presidential bubble, you completely lose track with what's happening.
No. That's just like the ancient Chinese bounding people's women, bounding women's feet, not letting them walk. I think that the whole cloistered inner cult, like JFK injecting them with methamphetamine, exactly, it's well known. They absolutely, it's your responsibility to get up at 5 a.m. We have to have this briefing. Don't worry, sir. The Air Force takes these pills or take them immediately. And then, those pills may feel horrible. Don't worry, sir. We have an injection for you. And it's kind of this medical tyranny that's taken over the rest of the West. It really takes over the president.
I really wish in America you had the possibility of a genuine grassroots campaign like a Teddy Roosevelt or somebody who comes up from, who really communicates and then becomes elected based on a philosophy and an ideology and conviction that they believe in. But in America today, anyone who comes along, like a Ron Paul or even a Ralph Nader, who I think had a lot of good qualities, they get decapitated by the media, who is, of course, sponsoring the ads. They sponsor the
I hear
state.
You, Max. Stay there. We found that 2.5-minute clip with Dan Rather talking about you.
I come in at two minutes and...
Yeah, we're going to play the whole thing because it shows these stockbrokers acting like five-year-old kids with, like, six cigars in their mouth and stuff. This is who runs things now. A bunch of guys trying to show off to each other.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Folks, I'm not going to PBS this and, every month sit here and beg for money on air. It's a listener's idea. Money Bomb's great. We raise about $200,000. We usually raise about $300,000 to $500,000 over a day, doing a 48-hour. We need this to get extra satellite uplinks in the systems we need. It's very expensive. I mean, we're coming from nothing here up to 15 million people a week. And, we have sponsors and things we sell, but sometimes to expand, we need the support. So I want to thank all of you that have donated and ask others to donate today if you can at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. Now, if you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, we're going to your calls in the next hour with Max Kaiser, and we've got an Ask Christie coming up. We've got a whole laundry list of amazing guests after that. Look at the full roster and send out the free video feed, everybody. You know, you can at least email it out to people or post it on your Facebook or Twitter at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We can punch it up on screen. But if you look on screen now, if you're a radio listener, again, just go over to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and then you can see everything that's on screen right there, punching that up. It's flashback. Max Kaiser discusses the 87 stock market crash on Dan Rather's show. But I want to play the whole clip because you can see the still there at 17 seconds. You know, stockbrokers laughing with six cigars in their mouth, little kids making jokes. And these are the people that are in control now, disconnected from reality, taught eugenics is great, taught it's good to rob everyone, taught it's good to cheat everyone, and Max can attest to all this. We're going to play this clip and then get Max's take on it, and then go to the next hour and take your calls. But let's go ahead now, and again, if you're listening on AM and FM, support those local stations, and if your station, you know, doesn't carry the next hour, again, it's important. The video feed is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com to continue watching. But here's flashback. Max Kaiser discusses the 87 stock market crash on Dan Rather's show. Here it is.
This massacre on Wall Street did a lot more than shake up political fortunes. It taught an entire class, a generation, that on the stock exchange, it is no fairy tale when the bull turns into a bear. Charles Osgood reports.
For the young and upwardly mobile, the five-year bull market brought more success than some of them could handle. The music was fast and heady, and they thought it would never stop. But then the other day, it did stop, at least for a while. And there was this sinking feeling, this sudden realization that the stock market was downwardly mobile, and so were they.
I think we were living on a blind faith that somehow this would not happen. It did happen, and I don't think, and the repercussions of it right now is too early to tell just how it will affect those involved.
The yuppie mentality has been punched, maybe knocked down, but the fight is still early. I think they're going to realize, having been punched in this manner, that the security that they felt isn't really as solid as they believed.
These people are VPs. They're 28, 29 years old. They've never seen a downside of the market. They're not seasoned. They've never seen something like what happened on Monday.
Brokers say older people living on their savings and investments were not so badly hurt this time because they knew. They knew it had happened before. But, of course, that was way back in what to the yuppies is ancient history.
There's no way they can handle a real collapse of the economy comparable to anything that we had in the 30s because their lifestyle has been totally different.
Boy, he said it.
Well, my generation have not, we didn't live through the Depression, but I think now saving a penny becomes more important.
Even though the market has come back in the last two sessions, the fast and fancy cars don't seem so irresistible anymore.
Don't count all your chickens before they're hatched. Don't be calling up the Porsche dealership, and the next day you have to call up the Ford dealership.
Because we had an ad in the paper for a car, and Monday morning we got a ton of calls. By Monday afternoon, nobody was calling.
You know, I'm like a lot of other people, and I have to admit I like to live beyond my means, but, you know, I think twice about making large ticket purchases now.
The plight of the yuppie does not seem tragic to everybody, not to Nobel Prize-winning economist Solo.
Sweet are the uses of adversity, and one of the things it might do is make engineers out of yuppies.
And not to New York broker Max Kaiser.
But the idea of a yuppie, you know, money without stopping, that's not the case anymore. I'm personally glad to see it. I'm sick of yuppies. No more yuppie chow, no more yuppie magazines, no more yuppie clubs. No.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.